Asha Rocks Dagalong.
My yes friends, once again, we're back here on the Way Back Sundays with Johnny Show here at CFRC 119 FM and also our new home at OshawaRocks.com, internet radio that is. Now, as we welcome y'all back into the third and final hour here this morning, I would like to remind y'all that we are still coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios, also stationed in Cornwall, Ontario, on the banks of the historic St. Lawrence Seaway. With that, let's remember a couple of classics that the Irish Rovers recorded many years ago in the 1980s on their Christmas album titled A Night Like This. With that, we're going to hear an all-time favorite Christmas song titled Grandma Got Ran Over by a Reindeer. Then we'll follow with another all-time favorite, which I'm anxiously waiting for the Christmas season to play, and it's called Merry Xmas. With that, here now is our salute to the Irish Rovers Christmas music, and yes, they've had several Christmas albums over the years.
She'd left her medication, so she stumbled out the door into the snow. When they found her Christmas morning at the scene of the attack, there were hoof prints on her forehead and incriminating claws marks on her back. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now we're all so proud of Grandpa, he's been taking this so well. See him in there watching football, drinking beer and playing cards with Cousin Bell. It's not Christmas without Grandma, all the family's dressed in black, and we just can't help but wonder, should we open up her gifts or send them back? Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now the goose is on the table, pudding made of pig, and a blue and silver candle that would just have matched the hair in Grandma's wig. I've warned all my friends and neighbors, better watch out for yourselves. They should never give a license to a man who drives a sleigh and plays the bells. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Evicted from my duplex.
moved into a half-ton van with an axe, fridge full of beer, my old dog Rex. But at least I'm done with a wife, she's now my ex.
Merry Xmas to me. A dog threw up all over the Xmas tree. They repossessed a color TV.
Merry myself. Jeez, what next? My wife dropped in for her alimony checks, so I threw her in the lake. Now she's my wet ex.
Merry Xmas to me. The dog threw up all over the Xmas tree. They repossessed the color TV.
Oh, merry bloody Xmas. Chucking the empties, my old dog Rex. Stupid bloody mutt stuck his head in the mullein axe. You guessed it? Now my ex, Rex.
Merry Xmas to me. The dog threw up all over the Xmas tree. They repossessed the color TV.
Merry bloody Xmas.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to pay tribute to the East Coast of Canada with none other than our tribute to what we like to call the Great Atlantic Lullaby. Now, let's pay tribute to some real classics today. First of all, we would like to put on a song for my dear friends down there in Pugwash, Nova Scotia, Peter and Myrna Trenholm. For them today, it's going to be a classic by our First Lady of Canadian Country Music, none other than Miss Carol Baker, and an all-time favorite titled Sail On Nova Scotia. Now, just a reminder that Miss Carol will be here in Kingston, Ontario on March the 26th at the Grand Theatre. I hope y'all can come out and see that show. It will be her farewell tour. Then we'll follow with another all-time favorite by none other than Michael T. Wall, a dear friend of mine from the Rock of Newfoundland, and it's going to be a classic titled Folks of Newfoundland. And we'll wrap up this set with none other than the pride of the East Coast, yes, of course, Dick Nolan, and his all-time classic Home Again This Year. So with that, I'll say good morning to everybody east of Quebec and the good old Maritimes of Canada.
traveled this world over, and I've been from sea to sea. I met a lot of people that were friendly as can be. Now the people of this country I know are simply grand, but the friendliest folks I ever met were the ones from Newfoundland. They live a very simple life, and they're very strong and proud, and at the local tavern they're one big happy crowd. So come and have yourself a beer, or bring your own homebrew, and we'll sing some good old Newfie songs before the night is through. Now there's no sailing schooners, and the Newfie bullet's gone. All that's left is memories as time keeps marching on. And the young folks, they're the people who travel far and wide, and when they speak of Newfoundland, they speak of it with pride. Think I'm joking, friends, but what I say is true. We'll invite you home for a mug of tea or a feed of fish and brew. So come all you good people, I'd like to shake your hand. Good luck and best wishes from the folks of Newfoundland. Yes, good luck and best wishes from the folks of Newfoundland.
Well, we're home again in Newfoundland this year, eating lots of moose and drinking beer. A lot of things have changed in 66, but the Protestants still drink moonshine with the mix. Our politics have changed, I guess you know. We no longer have that fellow we call Joe. Daddy Frank took over, he's a good PC, and they say he's a fella that sings a lot like me. Well, the RCMP are still here in full force. They're eating sheep and drinking homebrew, of course. The Newfie girls are prettier each day, so I think that I'm in Newfoundland to stay. They lowered our drinking age to just 19. To add to our troubles, now we have Shaheen. Come by chance, we'll flourish, so to say it, but by then I imagine we will all be dead. Thank God we don't have troubles in our land, like prejudice and the war in Vietnam. Our cigarettes cost more, likewise our beer. So what, please God, I'll still be here next year. We're home again in Newfoundland this year, eating lots of moose and drinking beer. A lot of things have changed in 66, but the Protestants still drink moonshine with the mix. So we're home again in Newfoundland this year.
To be ever with the Lord, you and me.
Hi friends, it's Peter Trenum from way down here in Nova Scotia. You're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on CFRC 101.9 FM.
To be ever with the Lord.
Well, yes, friends, once again, we would like to pay tribute to none other than the Irish Rovers. This is usually the part where we like to pay tribute to the bluegrass legends of the past, but with this being an Irish Rovers Sunday, I like to pay tribute to some of the newer, most recent recordings done by the boys, as I like to call them. But it's going to be the Irish Rovers and three of their most recent recordings. First of all, it's going to be some of Ireland's lovely sights. Then we'll follow with Dear Old Ireland. And we'll wrap up with the song that I asked George about many years ago, the topic of, and that, of course, is the Banshee Cry. Now, for years, being of Irish descent myself, I've always heard a legend of the Banshee. So with that, it's going to be the Banshee's Cry by none other than George Miller. He wrote this song, and I kind of like to think that I inspired it with my question about if he ever recorded anything about the Banshee. Now, that was about 2017, and this song came out shortly after that. So with that, here we go with some of the more recent classics of the Irish Rovers.
Have you seen the sun go down on Connemara? Have you seen the fishing boats in Dingle Bay? Have you been to Donegal? Have you seen Glenara Falls? I'd be very glad to guide you on the way. Yes, very glad to guide you on the way. The northern coast, it sparkles like a jewel. When the Antrim glens are wet with morning dew, the golden Port Rush strand and the giant's causeway grand are lovely but not half as nice as you. Have you seen the sun go down on Connemara? Have you seen the fishing boats in Dingle Bay? Have you been to Donegal? Have you seen Glenara Falls? I'd be very glad to guide you on the way. Yes, very glad to guide you on the way. To walk along the banks beside the Liffey, comes awake with all her charms, with the crack and Guinness stout. Sure it's heaven hereabouts, though I know I'd be in heaven in your arms. Have you seen the sun go down on Connemara? Have you seen the fishing boats in Dingle Bay? Have you been to Donegal? Have you seen Glenara Falls? I'd be very glad to guide you on the way. Yes, very glad to guide you on the way. You'll hear the Shandon bells of Cork are ringing, that grand old city on the River Lee. There's the Blarney Stone to kiss, don't forget to make a wish, but I wish instead that you were kissing me. Have you seen the sun go down on Connemara? Have you seen the fishing boats in Dingle Bay? Have you been to Donegal? Have you seen Glenara Falls? I'd be very glad to guide you on the way. Yes, very glad to guide you on the way.
There's splendor in the mighty cliffs of Moher, and there's beauty in Killarney's lakes so blue. From Derry to Tralee, there's lovely sights to see, though the only sight I see is lovely you.
Have you seen the sun go down on Connemara? Have you seen the fishing boats in Dingle Bay? Have you been to Donegal? Have you seen Glenara Falls? I'd be very glad to guide you on the way. Yes, very glad to guide you on the way.
Ireland, so your blarney tongue was all in vain, you
and e'en the trades of Hubbard to catch me off me guard, for you had me hurt when first you said hello. I've seen the sun go down on Connemara, and I've seen the fishing boats in Dingle Bay, and I've been to Donegal, and I've seen Glenara Falls. I'd be very glad to guide you on the way. I've seen the sun go down on Connemara, and I've seen the fishing boats in Dingle Bay. I've been to Donegal, and I've seen Glenara Falls. I'd be very glad to guide you on the way. Yes, very glad to guide you on the way. Yes, very glad to be with you today.
Thank you. right. And in the morning I was told your granddad died last night.
Perhaps it's just the wind that's whistling round the window pane, or maybe it was thunder or the rhythm of the rain. The old ones say an omen and death won't be denied. The devil's out a hunting when you hear the banshees cry.
Howling is to make your blood run cold, knowing that the devil's come to claim another soul. The family are all gone now, and I'm the last you see. And every night I wait in dread to hear her cry for me.
Perhaps it's just the wind that's whistling round the window pane, or maybe it was thunder or the rhythm. The old ones say an omen, and death won't be denied. The devil's out a hunting when you hear the banshees cry. Ooh.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time to welcome a very special guest of honor onto the Wayback Country Jamboree, and that, of course, is none other than our interview guest today, George Miller, founding member of the Irish Rovers, who is celebrating 60 years of rollicking the Irish Rovers way with his newest tour, Cross Canada Tour, celebrating 60 years of Irish country music. With that, we would like to follow this interview, the third and final piece of this interview, with another all-time favorite titled The Braidwater Mill. Now, this is a song that George wrote about his father and mother. And with that, we'll be back following this with some more great country music and Irish music as well. So welcome in, friends. Now, here is my very good friend and a true Irish legend of Canada, George Miller. So for fans who are coming to see the show in Brockville and different areas, especially in Belleville and Brockville and different, as I mentioned, different areas that you'll be cross-country touring, what songs or what can we look forward to as fans who've seen you before, but also new fans that might be coming?
Well, as a matter of fact, this tour is called Fan Favorite. And what it is, Jennifer, who works with us and does our, you know, Jennifer, anyway, so she did a, she got on our, she does our webpage, her and her partner, Hamish, they do that, and Hamish does all our photography, and you know, he does our artwork and all for the CD covers. Anyway, so they did a survey online through our webpage, and they asked fans around the world what are the top 10 or 15 songs you'd like to hear if you were going to go see the Irish Rovers. So we took those top about 12 songs, which was hard because there was like 30 or 40 different songs, but we whittled them down to the top 10 or 12.
Okay.
And that's going to be in our show this year. So there's, you've got the orange and the green, the black and all of that, all of the ones you would expect, the unicorn. And a couple that I didn't expect, one was Mick McGuire, which we haven't done since the very first CD way back in 1964. Mm-hmm. So we're doing a song called Mick McGuire. We're doing a song called The Star of the County Down.
Yes.
Which is another song that we haven't done in probably 15 or 20 years. So we've brought that one back. And so a lot of the older material that we haven't done in a long, long while is back in the show. And believe me, we had to relearn all these songs because it's been so many years since we haven't done them. So,
exactly.
If you hear a few mistakes, you'll know what's happened.
But at least we know it's real. Exactly. Not like computerized or what have you. Yeah.
Well, exactly. That's what I like to say. If we do make a mistake on stage, I like to say to the audience, and that just proves that there's no background music here. This is all of us playing live.
Exactly. That's right, George.
You get a bit of a chuckle, like one of those chuckles, like, yeah, right.
Exactly. So tell us also, can we look forward to hearing my favorite song, Whiskey on a Sunday?
That one was not in the top 12, so I don't think that was in the show, but... you can play it anytime you want on your show, of course.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, that is a nice little song. And I like it too, but it's we sort of went faithfully with what the fans wanted for
this
tour. And,
well, that's good.
So maybe we'll do another tour called The Not-So-Popular Songs.
Exactly, yes, for sure, for sure. Yeah. So in wrapping up today, looking back not only at 60 years of a career, but the song that you want to be remembered for, what would that be? Besides the unicorn and wasn't at a party.
Well, those are the songs that we will be remembered for, but the ones I would like to be remembered for are some of our more recent songs. Like there's one I wrote for my father called The Braidwater Mill, which is, I think, it's a really nice little song. It's about the mill workers in Ireland and how now they're all closed down. But in those days, back in the... when my parents were around, back in the 20s and 30s, that's how they made their living. You know, at the age of 12, they'd be working in these cotton mills and flax mills and all, just making thread and making cotton and all. So those days are long gone. But I mean, that's how we all survived in those early days. Not me, but my parents.
But your parents,
so that was it. So a song like that means a lot to me. I wrote one called... A Band Without a Country in one of our latest CDs, and that's sort of a quick chronicle of the Irish Rovers up to today. So that was a good song. So, but you know what? It's not so much as the song. I would just want to be remembered as a band that made the audience happy and, you know, if everybody leaves sort of smiling and maybe whistling the Drunken Sailor, then I figure that we've done our job for the night. And for that's sure. What I'm really interested in is leave the people happy, and why not? I mean, when you go to a, sometimes you go to some really good movie you're looking forward to seeing, and you come out scratching your head.
Yes.
Saying, what the hell was all that about?
Exactly. Very
that's
true.
That's not what most people, you don't want, I mean, you always hear about the cliche about the Hollywood ending. Well, you know, there's nothing wrong with the Hollywood ending, but you're going out for the evening and spending money. You don't want to be coming out of there blue and depressed. You want to come out of there happy, and that's what I would like to be remembered for. The Irish Rovers left people smiling and having a good time.
For sure. And now I will ask one last question. I should have asked this before the prior question, but I've always stumped you on songs.
Yes.
As you know. Tell us what you remember about The Wind That Blows Among the Corn.
The Wind That Blows Corn?
Yeah. It was off of Unicorn album.
Yes, that's right. It was a song that was The Wind and the Barley was the original title of that song. And what it was is it was a very old traditional Irish song. And so we took it, my brother changed some of the words to it to make it a little bit more recognizable.
Okay.
Because it was quite sort of quaint words, and it was more about a sort of a rebellion type song way back in Ireland. Hundreds of years ago. So he rewrote it a little bit, and I sort of worked on the tune, changed the tune a wee bit, and that became The Wind That Shakes the Corn, and we made it into more of a sad song where the young fella loses his girl, and it forces him into,
depression.
Being a rebel rather than maybe living a life with his wife and children, which he never got a chance to have. So we made it more of a sad type of little song, and it always seemed to go over well, and that's all I know about that song.
I see. Okay. Well, that's a wonderful conversation, and with that, we'll see you on the 5th of March down in Brockville.
Okay, Johnny, we'll look forward to seeing you again.
Yes, and hopefully we can catch up a little bit there, too. So
We will.
May the luck of the Irish be with you, and you have a good day, George.
Well, thank you. And also, just wishing all of the listeners a happy St. Patrick's Day, which isn't too far away. And I'll have a nice, safe time. And if you're going to drink, don't drive, please.
Exactly.
Stay home and drink.
That's okay. Right.
All the best.
It's cheaper bye-bye, that way anyway, but God bless you. Absolutely. Take care.
Cheaper and safe. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Seldom saw the light. 'Twas happy souls a working at the mill upon the bread. They toiled their lives away just to earn their daily pay, learning all about the linen trade.
They were young and strong and able, and destined from the cradle to follow kin before them and learn the weaving skill. Their backs were bent and burning, a pittance they were earning, but they kept water mill.
When you work the golden flax, then you'll soon pick up the knack at the scutching and the heckling to produce the finest thread. And when the bobbin's full, then you change another spool to keep the spinners happy in the shed.
They were young and strong and able, from the cradle to follow kin before them and learn the weaving skill. Their backs were bent and burning, a pittance they were earning, but they kept the wheels a-turning at the Breakwater Mill.
There is flax dust
lifted to the ground. For 100 years or more, the finest linen came from here. We praise them one and all, down at the linen hall, for giving us their blood, sweat and tears.
They were young and strong and able, and destined from the cradle to follow kin before them and learn the weaving skill. Their backs were bent and burning, a pittance they were earning, but they kept the wheels a-turning at the Braidwater Mill. Their backs were bent and burning, a pittance they were earning, but they kept the wheels a-turning at the Braidwater Mill.
Time ago when the earth was green, and there was more kinds of animals than you'd ever seen.
Happy morning, sir. Here's your old host with most country western music, Johnny Woodlock, and I'd like to share with y'all a great opportunity to travel back in time to the legendary Irish Rovers. They're still touring across Canada and also making a special stop in Brockville, Ontario, just down the road here from Kingston. At the Brockville Arts Centre on March 5th, the doors open at 7:30 and the tickets are $60 plus taxes and fees, and it's going to be one night you won't want to miss. So get your tickets today at BrockvilleArtsCenter.com. So come one, come all to the legendary Irish Rovers.
They'd run around free when the earth was being born, but the loveliest of them all was the unicorn.
Well, yes, friends, following that, we would like to pay tribute to a song from that original 1980s album titled simply The Rovers. It was self-titled and came out in 1980. That's 45 years ago. And from this album, it's going to be another all-time classic that George Miller actually wrote, titled Movie Cowboys. So with that, we'll be back following this with the Wayback Song of the Week, and then we'll follow with Sending Us All Home following that. Welcome in, friends.
When I was young, I never missed the moon. Each Saturday my heroes came to life. There was Lash LaRue, the Cisco Kid, Randa, Scott and Roy. When it came to men, they were the real McCoy. And I think I'd like to be a movie cowboy and ride the range upon a golden mare. I'd chase an outlaw band till I got them all in hand, and I'd win that young girl's heart forevermore. I think I've helped them win 1,000 gunfights, though we never shot a bad man in the back. When the barroom fight broke out and chairs and tables flew, how their hats stayed on, well, I haven't got a clue. And I think I'd like to be a movie cowboy and ride the range upon a golden mare. I'd chase an outlaw band till I've got them all in hand, and I'd win that young girl's heart forevermore. Now I tell my son about the cowboys who rode across my childhood long ago. When he asks who were they, it makes me sad to see that they're only living in my memory. And I think I'd like to be a movie cowboy and ride the range upon a golden mare. I'd chase an outlaw band till I got them all in hand, and I'd win that young girl's heart forevermore. Yes, I think I'd like to be a movie cowboy and ride the range upon a golden mare. I'd chase an outlaw band till I got them all in hand, and I'd win that young girl's heart forevermore. We'll be right back.
Well, yes, friends, once again, before we say so long, from the Wayback Sundays with Johnny Show, I would like to pay tribute to our Wayback Sunday Song of the Week. That, of course, is another all-time classic by, yes, the Irish Rovers, and a classic that actually gave their career a resurgence in many ways, titled Wasn't That a Party? Now, that came out in 1980 and credited as the Rovers. So with that, we'll be back following this. Send us all home.
So you see, Your Honor, it was all in fun. That little bitty track meet down on Main Street was just to see if the cops could run. Well, the runners in the CU in an alcoholic haze. I sure can use those 30 days to recover from the party. Could have been the whiskey.
Following that, we are back here, and it's once again that time to wrap up this program for another Sunday morning here at the Wayback Sundays with Johnny, formerly known as Wayback Country Jamboree here on CFRC. I'd like to thank you once again for tuning into the program. Without people like you, my listeners, this show would not be aired. Now, as I say so long, I would also like to thank my guest, George Miller, for always willing to do a great interview with me, especially on this, his 60th anniversary of the Irish Rovers. I also hope to see y'all out at the Brockville Concert at the Arts Center on March 5th as we celebrate 60 years of the Irish Rovers. And I would also like to say so long with reminding y'all that we will be back next weekend, same great time, same great place, every Sunday, over CFRC 101.9 FM from 8 to 11. As we remember the 62nd anniversary of the tragic passing of Patsy Cline, Hawkshaw Hawkins, and Cowboy Copas, along with special guests Julie Fudge and Hawkshaw Hawkins Jr. So I do hope y'all tune in for that. Now, I would like to send us all home with wishing y'all the luck of the Irish. And of course, tune in March 16th if you'd like shows like this, because it will be our annual, 9th annual tribute to Irish music, as that will be our St. Patrick's Day show. So with that, may God bless each and every one of you till we meet again next Sunday on CFRC and Way Back Sundays with Johnny. So long, friends.
One of the old ones, and we'll sing along. Down your protests of struggles and strife. We all need some happiness back in our life. Hey, boys, sing us a song. One of the old ones and we'll sing along. Down all your protests of struggles and strife. We all need some happiness back in our life. Singing, hey, boys, sing us a song. One of the old ones and we'll sing along.
Another day gone by with good friends all around me. Oh, how the time do fly.
Hello, friends and listeners. Yes, this here is your old host with the most, Johnny Whitlock. The views and opinions during the show do not reflect those of the CFRC airwaves or CFRC station. With that, I hope y'all have a wonderful day and may God bless each and every one of you till we meet again.
Yes, I know we'll meet again. Another place, another time.
Asherrocks.com.